Ryan McHugh of Donegal, we're here at the AIB Football Championship launch for 2019. What's this time of year like for a player? Are you nervous? Are you excited? Are you a mixture of both?
I think excited is the right word to use. You know, the sun's starting to come out in the sky and then the pitches are getting that wee bit better and faster, you know. So I think you really, really enjoy playing football this time of year. And don't get me wrong, you enjoy playing football all year round. But this year, just sort of, everything sharpens up a wee bit and the legs are that wee bit, you know, fitter and fresher and stuff. So I think excitement's the right word to use as a footballer as well. Anyway, for me, for this time of year, I'm really excited and looking forward to the start of the Ulster Championship.
Is there a feel-good factor around Donegal at the moment, given that you won the Ulster Championship last year? I appreciate the Super 8s didn't go too well, but I think you were unlucky with injuries. Gweedore did what they did, and people are looking at the run to the Championship and thinking, you know what, there's a lot of talent in that squad. Donegal could really do something this year. They could really go on a run.
Yeah, you know, I suppose, as you touched on, football in Donegal is good at the minute. It's in a good place. You know, we're Ulster champions and we're extremely happy about that. So we are, and Gweedore doing what they've done in the Ireland Club Series was extremely proud, you know, from a Donegal point of view. It was great to see. So yeah, looking forward to it. I think, as you touched on, there's really, really top footballers in Donegal. I suppose it's about trying to find that and produce that on any given day, and no more than in a week's or Sunday week against Fermanagh, we need to find it.
That's going to be a tough test, isn't it, against Fermanagh, especially given that it's in Brewster Park?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. You know, I suppose it's well documented that there's not much easy matches in Ulster, you know, and any time you're away from home makes it that wee bit tougher. So we've got a huge task, so we do, you know. I suppose after last year, after probably us beating them in the Ulster final, there's going to be that wee bit extra bite from Fermanagh this year as well. So, but we're, from a Donegal point of view, we're really confident in ourselves. We're really looking forward to it, and we feel that if we put in a top performance, we've a really good chance.
There's a lot of talk ahead of that game that Fermanagh are going to be super defensive, like they were last year. They didn't hide it. That's what they do. How do you approach that game as an opposition player? How are Donegal players looking at that?
I suppose, listen, firstly, you know, I think every team's entitled to play whatever way they want, you know, and that's entirely up to themselves. I suppose Donegal can't really complain about defensive football, you know, but I suppose in the last couple of years, we've really sort of tried to go on a more of an attacking approach, if you want to say, from our point of view. So going into the game, as I said, I think the way football has gone now, yeah, don't get me wrong, you have to look at opposition, but I think it's really more about yourself and getting yourself right and getting your team right for the game and trying to put in the best performance you can on any given day. So we're just going to have to work the ball, try not to lose it much in the context. I think that's what Fermanagh are going to want, to try suck you in, turn you over, and then hit you on the counter-attack. So we're going to have to try and make sure that we're extremely careful in the ball and take the scoring opportunities when we get the chance.
Is it going to be particularly tough because it'll be the first game after a long break?
Yeah, I suppose it is hard. You know, after that wee break, you know, after the league, I suppose the league campaign, you know, ups and downs like any league campaign we had. We're extremely delighted to get back to Division 1 and win the league. So we're on a wee bit of a high at the minute. So it's going to be tough. We've had a good training block, to be honest with you. You know, we've got the fitness into the legs, and we've got good training block under our belt. So I think it's really over to the players now, depending on the performance.
Oran McNeilish sadly isn't available for Donegal. He's a big loss, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a huge loss. Listen, I suppose from a county point of view and a player's point of view, you want your top players in the squad every year, you know. But I suppose Oran first and foremost is a great lad. So he is, you know, he's a top person. So he is. So I suppose from a player's point of view, it's sad that he's not in, but you have to respect his decision and you have to accept it, and, you know, and I suppose move on. But hopefully we'll get Oran back in the future.
What did you learn from the Super 8s last year? Because it was all going so well. And even in that game against Tyrone, it was actually just the second half, the wheels just came off. And, you know, you might reflect on that with sad memories, but ultimately in situations like that, maybe you can take something from it and learn from it. What have you learned from it?
I suppose it's hard learning, you know. And the game, I suppose, the whole season, I suppose, came down to that Tyrone game last year in Baba Faye. And to put ourselves in a winning position, you know, with I think we're four up, maybe with 15 minutes to go or around that, to lose the game in that position is extremely disappointing. I suppose that's the big learning point that we need to take from it, and we need to put into action this year, is that when we do put ourselves in a winning position, that we can hold out and see the game out. You know, I suppose, listen, you have to be fair to Tyrone. They really kicked on the last 15 minutes and put in a phenomenal performance and and fully deserved their victory on the day, you know. So I suppose that's the big learning point we have to take from I suppose the year as a whole, and especially that Tyrone game, is that when we get ourselves and put ourselves in a winning position, because you put so much effort into getting yourself into that winning position, you have to see it out.
What about yourself? How are you feeling? There probably isn't a player out there who hasn't had injuries at times. You've had a fair touch to them in the past. So when you're fit, when you're ready to play, do you kind of look back at those times and think to yourself, okay, I need to enjoy this while I can, because I know what it's like to not play and now I have the chance to play?
Yeah, thank God I'm great again. I'm feeling extremely fresh and ready to go, and really looking forward to the year ahead. As you said, there's nothing worse than sitting on the sidelines for your club and for your county, you know. Even that's in training, nothing worse than sitting on the sidelines and looking out and seeing your teammates give everything, and you know that there's nothing you can do because you're sitting on the sidelines. So thank God I'm back, fighting for my position in the team. We're fortunate enough in Donegal at the minute that we have extremely, extremely talented footballers, and there's nobody guaranteed any spots in the team. So fighting for my spot in the team, trying to put in my best in training and give it my all, and hopefully I can put in performances.
And finally, Dublin are going for a 5 in a row this year. That's your fault, specifically.
That's what I've been
told. because it was that game against Donegal that they lost, that you played so well in. That's where they kind of learned how to become the Dublin they are. So do you want to say sorry for your actions? Jokes aside, they really did kick on and learn from that game, didn't they?
Yes, they did. You know, I suppose I would love to take credit for that there, but unfortunately I can't, you know.
Jim Gavin hasn't given you a medal or anything.
No, definitely not. I'm afraid medals aren't handed out like that. But no, listen, I suppose on Dublin going for 5 in a row, I think it's a phenomenal achievement. You know, I think Dublin have really set the bar for everyone else in Ireland, and I think it's up to every other team in Ireland to get up to that level. I don't think it's up to Dublin to slow down. It's up to everyone else to get up to that level and match it. You know, they've set the bar and they've set it extremely high, so I think it's up to everyone else. But from my point of view and from Donegal's point of view, we're really looking forward to the challenge, and hopefully we can first and foremost get over Fermanagh in the first round and build from there.
This is the part where you get the chance to lump all the pressure on Dublin. But genuinely, is all the pressure on them because they are going for the 5 in a row and everyone says they're so far ahead?
I suppose it is, you know. Listen, they're probably the best team in Ireland. No point beating around the bush. You know, they've proved that over the last number of years that they are the top team in Ireland. But as I said, it is up to everyone else to get up to that level. You know, you can't blame Dublin for being there or for being the best team in Ireland. They've put in the hard yards, they've put in the hard training and everything and got themselves to that. So I think it's up to everyone else to get up to that level and try to challenge them.
Ryan McHugh, thanks for joining us here at the AIB Football Championship launch for 2019.
Thank you very much.